Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's also stuck between, wedged between a public holiday Thursday and the weekend, and it's the beginning of the month of May. Now you know where you belong. Context is everything. And for the purposes of this weekend, Ben has given us some nice tips on what sport is on. I think because we've all had so many public holidays, it's back to work from next week.
I'm so excited to have a full 5 days.
I know.
Yeah. And
schedules return to normal and everybody's doing normal office hours.
No excuses from people about where they are, right, or what they're not doing.
I mean, I got to tell you, and this is frustrating as fuck. I've had so many email replies in the last month. What's going on? What's that noise?
I don't know, actually.
Sounds like there are pigs rummaging in the trough outside.
It doesn't sound very good.
No, go and check that someone hasn't fallen and can't get up. I've received so many email automated replies from people saying, so sorry, only back on the 5th of May. What the hell is this? Mm. You have to be kidding me that for a whole month, basically South Africa's taken the month off. I do know someone who actually decided at the beginning of this year, looked at the calendar and went, I'm not going to work in April. Very important, powerful person. Runs the whole division, but basically had this leave owing. If he didn't cash in the leave, he wasn't going to get the leave ever again. You can't transfer it into money. So he decided, I'll just take off April. And he's basically been playing golf, spending time with his family. Of course, he can't help himself, so he's checking in at the office all the time, much like many of us would. But that is not a bad plan. And I'll tell you, I'm going to look at next year's schedule and make a similar decision.
Well, April provides it every single year. So just 100%. See how you're going in December and go, right, I can, because some people work through December sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, rather do that.
Yeah, just play it smart. Like, it's inevitable, this thing. It's not like every year you go, oh, why? There's so many public holidays.
Well,
why is this happening?
I mean, I saw the funniest.
We know it's coming.
I saw the funniest clip, which I know you'll love because it's something that you've often brought up. But Nina Hastie's weather thing. She's standing in front of a whiteboard and she goes, people of South Africa, winter's coming. May is the start of winter. And she goes, and it's going to be cold. Okay? And then it carries on being cold. And then June, also cold. She writes cold as well. In fact, it's going to be cold for April, May, June, July, August, and September. So don't say it's cold. It's kind of obvious. I love it. Yeah. I love Nina.
I'm so happy that she's funny again.
Yeah, she's definitely back and she's definitely funny. You know what else is funny is these two guys, they sing songs. Normally I would not find that funny, but in this song in particular, because we're now all going back to work on Monday, right? We're all getting back to normal on Monday. No more of this bullshit automated replies. I'm not at the office. It's public holiday. Give me another week. None of that crap. We need to get back to work. These guys are all about the work and they reckon even the kids should get in on it. Take a look.
More jobs, less automation.
Yeah!
Prioritize education.
Yeah!
More income in this nation.
Yeah!
We got the answer with a tiny bit of legislation. Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines. Kids, back down the mines. I can tell you're not all sold on that one, so we'll try another angle, okay? Equal opportunities.
Yeah!
Include the minorities.
Yeah!
Help to all the refugees.
Yeah!
We got the answer if you give us some authority. Immigrants down in the mines.
Yeah!
Immigrants down in the mines.
Yeah!
Immigrants down in the mines. Immigrants down in the mines. It's a tough crowd.
Stop talking about mines.
You give it a go then.
Help folks to reach some success. Recognize the skills they possess. It's time for us to progress.
Installing ramps for easy access. Come on everyone, you all know the word. Disabled people down in the mines.
Yeah!
Disabled people down in the mines. Disabled people down in the mines. Disabled people down in the mines.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
Send them all down in the mines.
Ultimately, everyone wants to be a Zama Zama. That's where we're always going.
Let's go,
with this.
Motherfuckers. Let's get down in the mines.
That's where it's meant to happen.
Work. James, is that your favorite song?
That's my favorite. Okay. I love that more than Youngblood.
Good, because that other stuff's terrible that you like.
Yeah, the stuff you like up to now has been horrific. Okay, so
James, down in the mines.
Down in the mines.
It just works.
That's our solution. I'm telling you, a lot would start to go right if we just sent everybody down in the mines, starting with the kids. Think about it. It's a whole population of people who are not economically active. They're a drain on the economy until they're at least 18. If they, and I'm not saying they need to be 4 and down the mines, but from 12.
Well, I think 7.
7 at a push. If you just think about that huge amount of untapped workforce that's available to us. Get into the crevicey small places.
It's the small places that really
pull out the gold or the gemstones or
the small places
platinum
that you can't get
or whatever.
To.
I mean, they'd come out of there every day. They'd be a whole lot more grateful, I'll tell you what. They wouldn't go, oh, I had a horrible day at school. Jimmy was mean to me. No. They'd be like, fucking hard day at the mines, Mum. Make me a cup of tea.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. They wouldn't complain. Yeah, wouldn't moan about, my lunchbox is blue, but I want a green one.
My iPad
screen is chipped. Get fucked. They'd be like, iPad? Who has time for iPad? I have time for sleep. Got to be up at mine first thing in morning.
It's just a sense of camaraderie as well. You know, you're part of a team.
Yeah, exactly. Because you'll often see people falling down the shaft. And at 7, that really wakes you up to the realities of life. So, good ideas all round. And now we can stop with these goddamned holidays. It is still a very complicated place, this world, to find love and to settle down. And people are on these apps the whole time. And there are various theories about how you should use these apps. I am not the person to ask. I have no fucking idea. I'm completely without direction.
And may that always be, Gareth.
You know what, Ben? I can't go on those things. I think it's just a bridge too far for me.
So I met a dude a couple of weeks ago, and this isn't really incriminating because I'm not going to mention his name.
Okay.
And people don't even know where I go out. So if you saw me talking to somebody, well, I don't know. This guy, he is my age. And he's got like a proper plan. He's a very smart dude, okay? He's got like a bunch of businesses. He just looks like one of those guys who always has a plan and he knows how to operate.
Okay.
Life's not like a mystery to him. So he worked out that he can basically, firstly, lie about his age.
Okay.
So don't say you are, you know, like
28 when you're 43. it's not gonna happen.
No, I mean, like, don't say your real age is, once you're in your 40s, you're not really in the mix.
Right.
So you lie and you say like 37, 38.
Okay? Right.
Big psychological gap there. And then he got someone to professionally take photographs of him, which he then tuned up a little bit with AI.
Huh.
He then outsources the initial conversation things to a place in Romania. There's like
really?
There's a team of these fuckers. It's like a sweatshop at Oaks in Bucharest
mm-hmm.
who will do all the chatting for you
Very
for a
clever.
Small fee.
Very clever.
His theory is, all I need to do is just get into a real life situation with a girl and my own charisma, charm, and wits, all this kind of stuff, I'll seal the deal from there.
So it's really just the hook.
Which is the hardest part of dating apps, right?
Okay.
He reckons that like everyone lies a little bit in their CV. And it's like the same with the girls. The pictures, you know, you can't trust that. But he's like, look, if I'm there, I can tell within a minute or so if I want to have sex with this girl or she's decent or whatever. And then it's game on. But why must I waste time getting
there? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And the thing is, like, you got to say the same kind of shit anyway just to get them there. So this chat farm in Romania will do all of that, set you up for a certain time, and all you need to do is then provide geographical location, obviously current to where you are.
Right.
Because a guy in Romania is not going to go, oh, go to this place and park.
Oh, yeah, it's just down the road.
So he's basically... He's automated this entire system, which is completely not real. But then I thought, as he was telling me this, I was thinking like, okay, well, I could never do that because it's lying. And I just thought, but he's actually just playing the game.
Yeah.
So who's the loser here?
It is
not
lying.
Him.
The whole dating thing, there's a 50% chance it's all going to be lies, 50% chance it's all going to be true. That's all. So either you use the Romanian chat farm to hook the appointment, and then it's up to you from there on.
So, yeah.
I don't see how that's
tweaked photos,
dishonest.
Professional thing. And because these Romanian chat guys are working in this thing, they're on the latest trends of what works, what people get.
Right.
They've got all these hooks worked out. And there's so many of them chatting with these girls. They then have feedback sessions about what girls react to.
And you know what? It really comes down to, and the numbers are all about how many times you swing the bat. It's not about how many times you hit the ball. If you strike out 9 out of 10 times, but you're doing that every week, you're always going to have more sex and more relationships and more fun than the guy who's only trying once every month. It's just never going to happen for him.
That's what this guy, again, I wouldn't say like I admire what he's doing because it's just what he's doing, but I admire the process. I admire how he's automated because his plan is, his modus operandi is, I want to sleep with girls, okay? That's his game.
Right.
And that's not to be questioned right here. That's his game. How does he do it?
Yeah.
And he's managed to find a way.
Well, let's see what the very judgmental comment section has to say. Okay, tell me what's happening. After that song, everyone is sending various down the mines ideas. Okay. So TV license payers, thanks very much. Down in the mine, that's obviously meant for me. Gareth and Ben, down in the mines. Why are you
saying this is all mines,
James
actually.
And Flex, down in the mine.
Yeah, fair.
People are all into this. Politicians, down the mines. Although you spelt it so badly, Durban Dope, it's very hard to tell whether you shouldn't go down the mines. Immigrants back down in the mines, says Congo Chris. These public holidays are a joke, says Carl DeSantos. It's too many, even for him. He says, the economy cannot afford this many holidays. Easter Monday is a piss take. Workers' Day is antithetical to itself. Friday should be at work.
Friday's not Friday. It's called Heritage Day.
Don't give James any ideas, Gareth. He already tried to skip today. No, he didn't. He just had his phone off, guys. He's here. Some of my employees actually asked to be paid early because of all the public holidays, says Dirk. Well, I hope you didn't. Otherwise, you're making it very bad for the rest of us. Gwede Mantashe, down in the mines.
It works for everything.
Tenderpreneurs, down in the mines. Big Mike, down in the mines.
Big
Auntie
Mike
Ruda, down in the mines. Feminists, down in the mines. Lots of people here. Nyaupe boys, already in the mines. Okay. Gents, last Thursday I had the snip, says Carl. Men don't talk about this stuff a lot, hey? It wasn't a bad procedure, but the old nuts are still sore. So you had a, what do they call it?
Vasectomy.
And I mean, surely by now they've found a way to make that less painful.
You would think. I think there's some sort of like the doctor's guild or whatever come together and go, nope, we're always going to make this painful.
Keep it sore. But keep them humble.
But we found a way. Shut up. It must be a shot.
Probably. I'm sorry, Carl. Thank you for sharing it with us. Is this because you've decided that it's time to close the factory, obviously?
Well, it's
you
also,
don't want any surprise.
It's Carl's way of saying he still gets some.
Yeah. So clearly. Yeah.
Carl's penis otherwise, he wouldn't down worry. In the mines.
Yeah. He wouldn't be worried about all that if he was sitting at home. Fair enough. How do you meet people these days without dating apps, says Surviving Life?
Just go outside and talk to people.
Walking up to strangers to hit on them seems creepy, says the same guy.
Well, only if your zip's down and your tongue hangs out.
If you're drooling, yeah, it's usually kind of creepy
I kind of thought about that as well. I was having a conversation with someone here at the office about that. You know, this whole thing about, oh, but that's creepy. Fuck that. If you're not a creepy person, you should not worry about being creepy.
No.
Simple as that. If you are a creepy person, well, you can't be helped. But if you don't have those traits, don't worry about it. Be you.
Where do you get to meet people? Apps are not bad. I'm not going to lie, says Judas, but the world has changed a lot. Bad people meet good people on apps and then ruin them. You think that's true?
Of course. Bad people ruin everything all over the place.
They're just, where would you start? Tinder is horrific, right? Then there's that Bumble one. Then there are 100 different
tell you where to start.
Apps.
Fuck the apps. you've got to start with your friends. Have friends, because friends have friends who have friends. It's the only way. We have to go back to that.
You need to meet people who
all these
actually
apps
know.
Down in the mines. You must just basically...
Down in the mines.
Down in the mines. You have to, because if you don't have friends, then you're not going to be someone who is going to be worth hanging out anyway. And the thing is, like, when you have friends, you meet someone through a recommendation. I mean, it doesn't work for me because all my friends are old, and I'm not meeting someone's cousin who hasn't had a good run until
all
this
your
point.
Friends are old.
And oh, you meet my cousin? No.
Do you hate being set up on things? Because I really hate that.
It doesn't
I know
happen
it, it sometimes comes for, with the best intentions. It's, yeah. It hasn't happened for a long time, but it used to. I kind of read the Riot Act to this girl. She's a friend of mine, and she tried to set me up on a date, and I said, I don't like the artificiality of it, you know. In
but why would you say it's artificial? It's
well,
just,
because
to my point is that friends connecting with
no,
friends.
No, no. If it just happens, like put us in the same place together with other people, and see if there's an attraction and an interest.
And
I mean, I'll be.
She didn't do that. She just dropped off at your
no,
house.
No, she said to me, "You have to go on a date with this girl."
No, that's
and
that's silly.
Then I felt obliged, so I did, and it was very awkward. She wasn't nearly as attractive as promised.
Never are. Yeah.
No, she looked 10% of what I'd been promised.
Oof.
10.
10.
10 out of 100. That's not a good
she
number.
She recently in an accident or something. did you catch her during pollen season or what? 10% is very little, Gareth. Even with your bad
look,
maths, you can appreciate
that. It's a long
that.
Time ago, right? It's a long time ago, but... Honest to God, it was one of the most disappointing things. And she's very sweet, but, you know, so
well, fuck you.
Fucking
you'd hope she's got something going
yeah,
for
yeah.
her.
She's a very – and she's like, no, you got to meet her. She's perfect for you. And I thought, does this friend really know what – does she know anything about me after setting me up with this girl? Because there's nothing perfect. What does she think – my value must be very low in her book because she's like, this is the perfect person for you. And – again, very sweet human being. I can't say I've ever seen her again since that date. I don't know that I ever would. 10% of what I was promised. And that's not a good deal. If you went down in the mines and you only brought out 10% of what you thought you would, you'd have a pretty bad day.
Pretty bad day. And are you still friends with this person?
That's also – it's been a – what would you call it? A casualty of war. She's kind of – I took it sort of personally that she thought that this
well,
was
I think
the right
you should,
girl
because
for me.
If then she, you know, as you said, she has no understanding of you.
Yeah, and by the way, that was the last time I went on a blind date, or at least a date where I had very scant information. I'm kind of out of that now. I just won't. If I don't meet you in a real organic situation, if I don't meet you at some event, party, through friends. There's an actual reason for us to be in the same place. I'm probably never going to meet you. And I do get occasionally these messages from, you know, strangers on Instagram. And they're like, well, I'm going to be in Joburg for a couple of days. It would be really nice to meet you. And either they listen to the show or whatever else. That's never going to happen. Carl DeSantos says, 10, Gareth, who is this troll? Put her down in the mine.
But I mean the fact that she fell off 90 is so huge.
No, it was you know when someone says to you, I have a friend, and you go, well, is she hot? That's always my question. Is she attractive? Is my question. Because I will forego a lot of other potential problems, and I can be very difficult or I can be moderately difficult. I will become very, very undifficult if she looks spectacular. Because I'll be so – I've realized, like, I'm massively, massively interested in beautiful things. So if it's a beautiful fucking piece of furniture or a building or a tree or a sculpture or a flower garden or a map. It could be anything. As long as it's beautiful, I will give it disproportionately large amounts of my time. If – I meet a girl and she's – and again, I can never really tell if she's in her 30s, late 20s, early 40s. For me, it's all a mystery. So as long as I'm in that zone roughly, and she's attractive, I'll put in major effort on that first occasion. Really major effort. And 10%, Ben, is what I was given. Horribly is all I was given. And I didn't know what to do with it. Gareth's blind date setting up friend down in the mine.
Yes, correct.
Met my wife from a dating app, says Locust ZA. But yeah, Tinder and Bumble's garbage. Vincent says, just go to the damn pub and drink those women beautiful.
Well, see, there's also that. And that's a time-honored tradition. Like, it's a process. I just can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I think you have to put in effort if you want to get something out.
Yeah.
I met my wife down in the mine, says Super Mega Lulz. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But, like, if you have a huge following on social networks, can't you just DM anyone and date them? Surely they respond. Or is that weird too? Okay, so I've attempted that as well. With mixed results, I have to say. You see, people lie on social media. They portray themselves as being this when they're actually that. So you think, oh, well, she looks nice. Meanwhile, she's just pretending she's got this amazing single life. She's actually married, and she doesn't put her husband on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Not good.
Girls do that.
That's a bad lie to start with.
Yeah.
You know, or the wedding photo thing, which we've discussed a number of times. Actually, someone who I hadn't seen in a long time brought it up over the course of last weekend. They're like, haha, that wedding thing, you're absolutely right. Often the girls who put up their wedding picture, sometimes 20 plus years after the wedding, that's bad. That's basically fraud. That is marketing.
Well, you don't have to get me started on profile pictures.
Yeah, I know. You criticize current. When I have one that's more than a year or two old.
It's got to be current, guys.
Got to keep it current, right? Get you a sleigh weekend, Gareth, says Pumlani. No, don't panic. Durban Dope says, met my girlfriend when she ordered a takeaway ice bine. She likes it with the bone in. Oh, it must be such a pleasure to be married to you. Gareth needs a Russian import. Hey, listen, we've talked about that too. Gareth, are you saying you're so superficial you wouldn't give Batabile Dlamini a chance because of how she looks and you just ignore her superior intelligence? Shame on you, Gareth. Well, Carl, obviously the vasectomy you just had is affecting your thinking this morning. Marco says 100% correct, Gareth. Look, it's not... If this girl had been 90%, if she'd been 60%, I'd have given it a chance. Below 60.
Well, there is always that drop-off, right? From Instagram to real life, I think you're looking at 30%.
Jesus.
It's like VAT, basically.
It's a big drop, hey?
It's like girl VAT.
That's a big girl VAT.
Like, I'm sure it's the same for guys, too. Girls go on dates and they go, oh, this guy is not what I thought. It turns out his hair isn't that great.
Yeah,
he's not as tall as I thought.
He's got the one short leg and the other long leg.
Exactly.
And punch back.
A funny lot. Like it goes both ways.
Cleft palate.
I get this. I would love to go to the parallel universe where there's Habsburg a female version chin. Of this show.
There's a big problem. He's got a limp. Yeah. He didn't tell me about the limp.
A little slightly
hip dysplasia. There must be, for girls, it must be much, much worse because I think a guy would lie more desperately if he's desperate to get with a girl, then a girl would lie desperately.
Well, I've just told you about I've uncovered the lies that do happen from a guy's perspective, but I also think girls critique things so differently to us.
Yeah.
So it'll be like certain mannerisms and traits and these kind of things that we would never think of.
Like?
Whereas with us, it's so superficial because we're very simple. I think girls would critique what you drink, critique how you eat.
Right.
They'll probably critique how you order something.
Yes.
They'll find all kinds of fucking shit that you'll not even think about.
There's a direct correlation, according to Carl DeSantos, between girl fat and girl vat. That's a good point. That is a very good point indeed. There's also this, which I thought is interesting. Maths, like my spelling, is as bad as Gareth. Okay. Some of us are just cringeworthy, says Masejo to Flower. We'll start off with that name. Let's tidy that up and then we can get on to the rest. Then we've got Carl's Ballas down the mines. People really like this idea of down in the mines. People really like this idea. I'm so glad I found it for you because You know, what would you do without having something to laugh about this Friday morning? Here's something great. So Gary is this dude who wanted to sit, he got one of those planes that leaves a smoke trail to write a message in the sky. Gary's in love with a girl called Doris, but I just think the pilot got a little bit lazy towards the end. Have a look. Gary loves, doesn't look like Doris. Okay. It really doesn't. So it says Gary loves penis. Because if you do Doris in a sloppy way, then you're going to get penis.
Well, Gary's going to have a night of some kind. Maybe not the one he expected.
Good intentions, just badly executed.
It could also be Gay loves penis.
No, that's Gary. You could see that there's a lot of effort put into the Gary, not so much into Doris.
Sure, but Gary's going to become gay.
You think?
Well, yeah. Well,
His love for penis might make that fast.
Yeah, writing in the sky is tricky.
Well, here's a preacher that would never tolerate that from Gary.
Nigerian?
No, this guy is an American preacher. Oh, wow. We had a Nigerian preacher, I remember the other day, who was ranting and raving about pussy and how bad that is, right? And how evil it is.
Like, you mustn't live your life through
your
pussy.
And you will perish in the fires of hell. Well,
even if you've got a creamier pussy.
Right. So here's a different preacher. This guy is, it's amazing to me. Like, sincerely, I do not understand why someone gets this hooked on one topic, but this is his thing. And he's gonna get his message across no matter. He's going to beat it into your brain. This pastor would not like the aforementioned Gary for this reason.
I'm going to put a cancer in the butthole. God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. Every sodomite's butthole will get cancer in the butthole. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He can't sit down. He's got a burning in his butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. You're going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. If you thought that AIDS was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet until you see the flaming butthole. Your butthole will be flaming, and you will not be able to sit down until you have a flame coming out of your butthole. And there'll be people walking around all over America with flames coming out of their butthole. And everyone who takes it up the rear, everyone who has a penis injected in his butthole, when that penis comes out, the flame will start burning. Because ain't nobody going to stick no penis in that flame. That flame will be an eternal flame coming out of the butthole of every sodomite. Flame coming out of the butthole, flame coming out of your butt. That man pulls that penis out of you, a flame is going to come out, and nobody will ever stick a penis in your butthole again.
Well, that's what Gary's weekend's going to be about.
I can't understand why everybody isn't attending that guy's church. He's tremendously entertaining. Did you hear the Hammond organ playing in the background?
The organ was quite something. That really had severity.
A butthole was every second word. Flame out of butthole. The guy's very, very uptight about this. I love it. So I think he's terrific.
If you have friends who won't take chairs this weekend, it's because of the flames.
There we go. So watch them carefully, everybody. Figure out which of your friends are going to have a flaming butthole in hell. Because they can't sit down. That's what he said. They can't even sit down. He says, this makes AIDS look tame.
You thought AIDS was bad.
He said, yeah, you thought AIDS was bad. What a guy. You know, church, I really think I should have got into that business. It's a big, big regret of mine. I don't have a lot of regrets.
You can still do it, because that's the thing. It's not too late.
No, no.
You will still be seen as young.
People will see through it, though. I could have pulled it off from the beginning.
Drop a couple of bumhole sermons. You'll be right on the market.
And perishing pussies in hell.
A couple of miracles, I reckon you'd be fine.
And you must be very judgmental. We do every day, frankly.
And get the organ music just right.
Organ, James, Monday's show, we're starting with some organ music. Okay. Let's do a rehearsal, see how it goes. And if it works...
Well, I mean, like baby steps, Gareth. Start the show with the organ and then just basically shout down on people for 5 minutes.
Just shout at them. Just
for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Just ruin the whole day.
Ease into the rest of your day, but start off with that friendly five.
At what stage do we get a choir to back up the?
We need a choir. Well, we've had a choir. We've always had a choir with my show, but I don't feel we want to start too strong. You got to start with the organ music and just really shitting on people's lives. Just take people who are already trying their best, but they're failing, and make them feel worse. And then say to them, but it's not all in vain, because there's still the afterlife. You may be a total fuck up in this life, but the afterlife is for you. That's what they're selling. If you just, you know, it's down in the mines, but eventually we'll come out of the mine. That's what you're really selling people. Hope and change, right?
Yeah, I think you've just given yourself your unique selling point there, is that you're damning people to the mines for what they do.
Yes.
But you also have the ability to get them out of the mine.
Right.
Through the righteousness, you can do this.
Right.
Easy.
Oh my God, says Rebellious Ruth, that was so bad, cringe. Not me, but the actual preacher, I assume. My girlfriend says I'm on rations now, says Durban Dope, because of sharing that information about the ice bine, I think. Was that even Durban Dope? Flame buttholes down in the Zama Zama mines, says Bitcoin Boots. He's a one-track mind guy, Bitcoin Boots. He was thinking about Bitcoin at the start of the show. Now he's just thinking down in the mines. Anyone that has buttholes on their mind as much as this guy must be enjoying it themselves. Always.
He knows the burning. That's why he speaks so passionately.
I mean, he can speak with authority, right? You can tell. He's deadly serious about it.
He's also on a cushion.
Probably. One of those ones with tassels on the corners. That's what I'm thinking. All true pastors pay their TV license. I'll never get away with this. Funny, when I went to the SABC last Friday for Tabo's memorial thing, I walked past. They've got a dedicated office there in the foyer. By the way, it looks like a ghost town, I just got to say. They got a dedicated TV license paying office, and I walked past with such pride. I know the rest of you people, including me, in this respect, we used to walk past those e-toll booths in the shopping malls, and we would laugh and cajole and poke and point and ridicule and mock and just mercilessly attack those poor people who sat in those e-toll booths and picked their noses because no one ever went there. They were the least visited places in a South African shopping mall, and that's saying something. Because, you know, even those little kind of fly-by-night cash laundry shops, the ones that you can tell they're just washing money, even they get a visitor every now and then. Even though the people in the shops spoke only Chinese, they still got visitors. But not those e-toll things. Well, I know now how it feels to walk past the TV license booth and know that I'm the only person in that building who paid it. Felt superior for a minute. Just a minute. It was enough. It was a minor high. Long. It was a minor high in my day, but I'm allowed. Those pastors probably have some dark secrets. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Speaking of church, you got to watch Righteous Gemstones. Shows what a business religion is. It's really funny. So this is a fun show, apparently. My sister and her boyfriend told me about it 2 weeks ago. I haven't got to it yet, but apparently it is hilarious. It's about this family who run a charismatic evangelical type church. I can't remember who's in it, but I've been told it's very good. So that's a show to watch. The e-toll booth at Leanne's mall had a massive storefront. You know, Leanne was like the like I am to TV licenses, so Leanne was to e-tolls.
Still, she'll comply till she dies, huh?
Oh yeah, big time. Now she's still got the tag on her car. She's very proud of it. I don't show off my TV license.
But here we are 5 minutes later.
I'm still talking about it. I'm going to, and you keep bringing it up, I'm going to keep on talking about it. Okay, talking about e-tolls, like what did Joburgers really pay for in Joburg in the past 4 days and the roads? Okay, so one thing I noticed, talking about Joburg just for a second, you might have noticed this too, Ben. Metro cops have been all over the place. They always are around Easter time. They always say it's because they want to keep us safe because of the Easter death toll, right? Which apparently was zero this year. I stand to be corrected.
No, was it? It was less.
It was. I heard zero at some point. Fucking liars.
Do you really think no one's going to die in Mpumalanga?
No. I thought it was nonsense, but That's what they said. Propaganda, you know, even I'm not impervious. Here's the thing I want to talk about is that these guys were everywhere. Do you know what my suspicion is? It's been raining so much. It's very hard to elicit bribes from people in the rain. In fact, it's hard to set up roadblocks.
Yeah, it's very tough.
You have to get wet. It's uncomfortable. People drive differently in the rain. You know what I mean. I think they didn't get their quota of bribes and money. And they've been working super hard before it gets too cold, which is another unpleasant, off-putting thing. They don't like the cold. Because, I mean, the Metro cops are really...
You got to tend your fields while you can.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that they were eliciting a maximum of bribes over these public holidays, long weekends. I was probably stopped about 5 or 6 times. And I was only really traveling around by car during the day. So they were out there working hard, man, doing their damnedest to just extract and squeeze that last little bit of cash out of all of us. And I'm telling you, it's because of the rain. The rain has dented their income. Okay, a couple of other things here. It's expensive booze. Duh, says Dave. I don't know what that refers to. But I actually had a very relaxed kind of Easter weekend. I didn't do a whole lot. And I thoroughly enjoyed not being hungover. That's always a big plus.
Very nice.
Whether that lasts very long, I don't know. The kids need to get new school shoes for winter. That's why they were out extrapolating funds. Yes, I do like the word extrapolating. Cold drink economists down in the mine. There's lots of that going on. All right, so I want to talk about something else because Ben has various things on his agenda. Chief among them is what women find attractive and how Ollie Mears can help. All right, remind me who Ollie Mears is again.
Musician? Yeah, let's go with English United Kingdom celebrity person.
Okay.
James, and he makes music, right?
He's an authority. Is that him?
Well,
that's Ollie Mears?
Yeah. So this poll went out on X. Somebody wants to know, like, you know, when it has someone has a dad bod,
yeah,
and then people through various times of their life they lose weight or get into shape,
sure,
and then the corresponding thing to this picture was a poll about what guys think and what women think.
Okay,
so the first picture is of course him looking more traditional dad bod. The next picture is probably around 8% body fat, and he's been
working
out.
Yeah, but also wearing those very porno shorts.
Yeah,
so who needs that?
So men before said 24% of the picture, the before pic looked better. Men said 43 said the after picture looked better.
Right.
But then the woman is the converse of that. 27% said that the before picture was better, and only 7% of female voters, a decent pool, said that he looked better when he was ripped.
So basically, if you're going to get into tremendous shape as a guy, you're going to get attention from the gays, not the women.
Well, I would say men in general, because men strive to look like that. Everyone has that sort of opinion.
But gays.
Gareth, I don't think it was such a big leap to go straight to the bum.
I think that's it.
It's more about what guys...
Butthole! I'm telling you, it's all about the butthole!
You went straight back to the flames.
I'm telling you. It's the flaming buttholes. So, in other words, as a guy, you would assume that as you get into better and better shape, you'll be more attractive to women. But men will rate you higher.
Yes.
If you get very fit.
But the whole thing about the woman is
the
that...
What do we do?
Women say that they prefer the guy on the left because I believe, and this is just my opinion...
Let's just see that picture again, because maybe the guy on the left wasn't so bad. Okay, so the guy on the left...
So the guy on the left...
It's more the clothes that are... I would think the clothes are more acceptable. You see, the guy on the right's kind of full of himself. He's wearing these porno short things, which... underwear or whatever, but you would have to be, I think it's a confidence thing too. The guy on the left looks less intimidating.
That's what it comes down to,
less,
right?
Less self-absorbed,
yes.
Let's say.
Correct.
It's not really about the abs. You see,
correct.
we would think it's probably about the abs and he's in better shape, lower body fat, all of that stuff. He probably feels a lot better about himself, probably doesn't eat as much. But the guy on the left looks friendlier. He looks less intimidating. He looks more self-assured in a kind of quiet, confident way. And he's not full of himself, which to some people, particularly insecure people, particularly, it has to be said, a lot of single women,
yeah.
You don't want someone too confident because they're going to overwhelm you and remind you of how you don't have confidence. I don't think it's got to do with the abs. I've done the deep dive, Ben. I think it's not about the abs.
We're not talking about abs. It's talking about the fact that the guy on the right's in better shape and he's worked on himself.
Yes.
And I think what it comes down to is that people are, they're almost flabbergasted by this, but I just think it's just nature. Women will always be more attracted to the chubbier kind of guy. There's less competition around him as well. There's less attention around him, and there's a bigger chance that they can manipulate and control that sort of person.
Doesn't mean you want to be that guy, though.
But guys don't want to be that guy. So this is where the disconnect happens.
Oh.
Is that guys would prefer to be the ripped, strong guy because sure. He has more options. He has a much more fun life. Trust me, everyone who's in better shape has a more fun life.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't give me that whole when you tie your shoelaces, for example.
Give me the whole, I don't care what I eat bullshit. Like, it makes you feel like
that crap. Old, you know the old man noises that people who are out of shape start making from an early age when they get up or when they sit down, they go,
yeah,
those are terrible. That's a sure sign that you're unhappy.
So the guy on the right has more options about what he wants to do with his interests, and clearly he's got discipline, but it's about him. The guy on the left looks like he'll just go with the flow, yeah. And he will be dependable, and he's not going to do anything unpredictable. So I don't find this at all shocking. I just think some people do, though, and there's been lots of talk about this.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, also, this would have been the poll. Participants in this poll would have mostly been British people who are just extraordinarily miserable people. Always will look for, you know, they don't like anyone to put their head above the parapet wall either. You know, British people are generally opposed to excellence. They want mediocrity, especially Britain from, you know, circa 1980 on. I think that they specifically gravitate to people who are as ordinary as possible, so as not to upset and intimidate those who are less than ordinary. Yeah.
But there's another thing about this poll that I think people need to look into and be honest about too, is that I know from when I was younger, and most young guys, you grow up thinking you must impress women, and what do you need to do in order to do that? But that takes you away from so many different things about just being a good person and developing yourself. So
deep thoughts from Ben.
So this poll highlights something that I always believe, is that men should actually look to impress men rather than impress women. And I don't mean this in a bumhole sense.
Yeah, sure. Butthole, flame and butthole.
I don't mean this you can't sit down sense. I mean this in that men are more valuable to men than women are, ultimately. It's basically how you have your network. It's your support group. It's your friend group. It's mostly around your career. And it's your future. If you are only putting your eggs in impressing women, it's a very small part of life in the greater scheme of things.
I want to just zero in on probably what's even more central to that truth, is that it's not even about impressing. It's about being happy with yourself primarily. And I don't mean that in some kind of self-absorbed way either. If you are not content to be you, and you don't enjoy being yourself, and you would prefer to be someone else, or you think that there's a version of yourself that is so much better and so much out of reach that you're dissatisfied with the person you are, you're just fucked from the start. You won't even get out of the blocks, right?
Very important fundamental.
So it's less about impressing anybody else and more about just being satisfied to be yourself, which is for most people the most complicated thing they'll ever do in their lives. And it's also what the ancient Greek philosophers always told us was the toughest part of life, is to get to know thyself and to get to like yourself, you know, warts and all. You don't like the bad things, but you got to know they exist. Be content to deal with them.
Yeah, that's obviously plan A. That's the goal of every person's life.
Sure, but because trust me, that person is attractive.
Yes, but in the context of what this poll represents and what people discuss, because it's always about taking sides, right?
Yeah, but you don't. People don't know what the fuck they want. Yeah, if Steve Jobs said once, if he'd asked people what kind of computer they'd like, they would have just told him what they already had was good enough, but just a little faster or whatever. Henry Ford always joked, if he'd done research and asked people about what they'd like to travel in. They'd never have come up with a car. They would have said they wanted faster horses.
Yes, exactly.
So there are two kinds of people. They're the people who really know what they want and are very clear about that and will give you feedback when you research them, when you ask them questions about what they want. And they have also the ability to think outside of the box. But they're a tiny, tiny minority of people. Most polls, most research, most data that is gathered these days is from people who don't know what the fuck they want. So they have no idea. I guarantee you that most of those people who were polled in that Olly Mears thing are probably also people who don't think terribly much about anything except themselves. So it's always in response to something that they react to.
Their reference points.
Yeah. So it's how do I, you know, you could be talking about a economic crisis in Kazakhstan. And most people will insert themselves into the conversation by saying, I've never been to Kazakhstan. Like, that's not what we were talking about. It wasn't about your travel itinerary or the fact that you haven't been to Kazakhstan. And don't make it about you. It's actually about the economy of Kazakhstan. It's very difficult for people to do that. So you say Olly Mears, they're like, well, I don't think he's attractive, or I wouldn't be with him, or I've got a husband, or I've got a girlfriend, or whatever. It's always me, 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 me. People can't be asked about these things. They don't know. They're going to fuck it up. That's what I think. Mm. Can we talk about Katy Perry quickly? Because
absolutely.
We've only got a couple of minutes, and this is very important.
Absolutely.
There's a universe that none of us knew about. So Ben's going to open the windows of the spacecraft that Katy – we finally know why she was on that spacecraft. It's been boggling my mind for the longest time. I thought, you know, she's a pop star. She's friends with Jeff Bezos' wife. Surely that's enough. But no, it turns out that Katy Perry is, in fact, the central tent peg in an enormous great carnival tent of things.
So there's a website called katycats.com.
Right.
So you know you get fan groups.
Yes.
Like what's Taylor Swift's?
Like
James?
The Swifties.
Okay, there we
and
go.
There's the Bayhive with Beyonce's
so
people.
So Katy Perry has her thing, right?
The Katy Cats.
So as always, we'll try to find bullshit things to talk about on a Friday. Katy Perry feels that she's become a massive victim online of all this abuse that she's been getting from that flight. So much so that her fan group then basically all chipped together and bought a billboard in New York to promote her new tour, which is going out, which is like, oh, she can do everything and now she's going to be touring, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, okay, what the fuck's that? So she's got this Katy Cats is the thing, which you can then go. And this website is really impressive.
Really?
It's all her fans that come together and you can talk, not that anyone here would want to do that, you can talk with other Katy Perry fans.
Oh, God.
And she's created this like
this is like those underground, those people who are into like S&M and torture and standing on balls, and they all form these communities online, right?
And then within that, they form their own groups. So then, like, for example, if you wanted to create Katy Cats Joburg, you could then...
Oh, you could be the chapter boss.
You could chapter boss We could have James...
Oh, yeah.
We could have James's face as a profile pic.
James, you could be the chapter boss of the Katy Cats here in Joburg. I know you dream about that.
And then we would attract people from around the world to then join our little chapter of this.
Yeah. It says here on this... Google search I've just done. Katy Perry, known for her hits like Teenage Dream and Raw, has a dedicated fan base called Katy Cats. They're known for their enthusiastic support and often participate in online communities to discuss their favorite songs and news about the singer. But apparently, Katy Cats and Swifties do not get along.
Well, they'd have to have beef.
They hate each other.
Of course. It's like Drake versus Kendrick Lamar fans. I mean, you'd have to have that.
Yeah, I mean, it says here, historical rivalry. While there was a period of rivalry between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, they have since reconciled and publicly expressed support for each other, but a lot of their fans have not. They won't let it go.
Guys, this is like sports teams all over again.
You taught me a whole new...
It's sports teams all over again. This is like the Man United of the transgenders or whatever.
KatyCats.com, look at this. Look at this website. This is phenomenal. And of course, they would have defended her quite vigorously.
Of course.
For her space trip, which we all called
groundbreaking, how she's gone where no other woman's been before. They would all get into that, of course.
You can discover new friends. You can find the latest news. You can spread the Katie Cat love, and there's exclusive content. But you have to log in for that, and I'm not going to do that. They've got tour information, most popular groups, and man, are there a ton of groups.
Gareth, right? We know Shit. Someone in our world that goes onto this website.
We do?
I don't know. I don't know the name.
I would love to know who.
But in our lives, somewhere on
there's
this
gotta
weekend,
be one, yeah.
Someone knows a Katie Cat.
Danny Katie Cat, Brian J. Krauser. That's embarrassing. Jake B4KP. There are even guys on here.
Of course.
It's like
Ryan used to work for you. He was the biggest Swiftie, because I think that's probably how he was. He probably thought that's how he meets girls.
Yeah, and he might not be wrong.
Imagine being a guy and being obsessed with Taylor Swift. Like, have you at that stage sawn off your own penis?
Yeah, it's bad. I see here also they have frequently asked questions.
Well, you would imagine that would happen often.
Who runs katiecats.com? It's an initiative of the
George
old
Soros.
Katy Perry Forum. Well, it's definitely George Soros. You can find us at Lazy Blazy, Cotton Candy, and Ingi are the admins, and basically they're in charge of everything.
Satanists.
Yeah. Lazy Blazy. What? You don't know who these people are? Cotton Candy and Ingi. Come on. Stay with us. Olivia helps with keeping
who
the calendar
are we pretending
up to date.
For? We're pretending for Katie. That's what we're pretending.
Are you Katie? Who knows? That's what it says. Are you Katie? Is it a frequently asked question? The reply is, who knows? Yeah, who knows? Everything's just a great big mystery. I could be Katy Perry. I am amazed, though. I mean, this is quite something that even Katy Perry, who's about as mediocre a pop star as you can get, and she's got this wild, vibrant fan universe that exists. Phenomenal. Well done, Katie. I mean, what can I tell you? That's just spectacular.
You know what must be really cringe is when she has to meet some of these fucking people, because you know that she would rather eat her own arsehole than do that. And she'd have to go and have like a meet and greet at some stage.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Yeah, and she has Best. To. Yeah. And then occasionally they'll say to her, like, Katie, would you do like a... You'll go and have a McDonald's burger with one of your fans, and we're going to do a random draw, like a tombola or something. And then you're going to win a hamburger with Katy Perry. And then she has to sit there and go, how long have you been a fan? And, you know, what song's your favorite song? And shit like that no one cares about except this person. Are you ever going to get an update on the Truth Report? It's coming. Just calm your tits, all right, Ricky Lowe? Is Rob Herzov? It's Rob Herzov. He runs Katie Cats. You think his newfound fame is by chance? Called a Santos. Listen, she's worth more than the rest of us at the end of the day, says Rebellious Ruth. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take that away from her.
Well, yeah. She's a massive pop star.
Yeah. She's made tons of money, but I'll wager the bank, which in my case is not a lot, but I don't think Katy Perry is as happy as I am. Or as Ben, or as James, or as Flex, or even as you, Rebellious Ruth. I don't think she's as happy as you are. I think she's got a gnawing in her soul. This is why she got upset when we dared to criticize her for going to space. Because, like, I think she's desperately insecure. I don't know. I might be horribly wrong. I get the distinct impression that Katy Perry is not a happy person. You know how I was lied to about I got 10% of what I was promised? I reckon 80% of Katy Perry's outward expression is fake. 80% of it.
Well, it's a character.
Yeah. The real Katy Perry's not having the best time on planet Earth right now, even though she's had tremendous success and she has talent and she has an ability, and I don't take away any of her success from her. But is she a happy person? Would you want to spend a week on an island with Katy Perry?
No. I think also what it comes back to is that all these celebrities is that they have such a hard job trying to find thyself and that kind of stuff.
I'd tell you who I would. I'd spend a week with Adele. She'd be fun as fuck.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you know how you brought up the Olly Murs pictures? Like, I've just realized, as much as I'm an aesthete, I'm into beautiful things, so I'd like to be around a beautiful woman on an island for longer. Adele's not, she's not a 10 out of 10 looks-wise, but she would make me laugh. I'd have a fantastic time with her.
Yeah.
She'd be great company, and that would make me choose her over, you know, pretty much anybody. And there are a couple of people like that in the world that you do want to be around. So there's the exception to the rule. We found it. I don't have a failed marriage. That already makes me better than Katy Perry, says Congo Chris.
Oh, well, there's the truth.
Down in the mines for people who don't listen to this show. Yes, absolutely. Let's buy a billboard and put that on, because someone says here we should chip in for a billboard. Most are down in the mines.
Yeah, all you fuckers in the comments section, Katie Katz made a billboard for Katie's tour coming up. What have you done for Gareth Letty? Why you never give him?
Please don't put a billboard. I've had billboards.
No, please do. It'll be so funny.
I don't want a billboard.
It'll be so funny. And you'll come up with something. Gareth, it'll be hilarious.
But all of you, imagine you're driving the N1. All of you down in the mines.
You can go to somewhere in Kempton Park. You can pick one up for like $300 for a month.
You reckon? Some horrible billboard.
Only billboard industry is what it used to be.
Ricky Gervais and Steve Carroll, they'd be fun. Down in the mines or on an island. The only celeb I'd hang out with is Charlie Sheen. Maybe Gareth Cliff is a backup option, says Congo Chris. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. I'd have preferred to have known Charlie Sheen in my 30s.
Yeah.
That's the time you want to be Charlie Sheen's friend. I think he's a bit burnt out now.
Absolutely.
And I think he would...
With the AIDS, right?
Yeah, the AIDS, the drugs. I don't think it's a happy scenario there either, frankly. I don't think people are like lining up to spend a day in the company of Charlie Sheen.
But all these celebrities' lives are optimized for your 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yes,
after that,
100%.
They have no way of functioning because they're outside of being desirable. Yeah. Celebrities and stars, their whole life is to be desired.
So who's a good role model for your 40s? Male and female, Clooney.
Absolutely, George Clooney, because he was later to the fame game, and he was always pitched as the gentleman actor,
right?
So he wasn't doing fucking weird shit, and I don't know.
And your 50s, is there someone that's an appropriate role model for that?
George Clooney, because now he's
so basically from 40 on, it's George Clooney.
It is, because that's just the guy who's
and
done
women,
it right.
Who's a good role model for women in their 40s and 50s? You hit a blank.
No, I mean, there isn't one. How can there be?
Come on. What kind of a thing is that to say?
Not a nice thing, but I'm here for friends, Gareth.
Well,
Can you come up with one?
Yeah. I get there. Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, but now we're talking about something different. She's funny.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Adele, even. I don't know what she is. But these are the people we're talking about now.
But we've established they're real people. We're talking about stars. Who's a role model who is a star?
Oh, a star.
Yeah. It's easy to talk about people like that.
What was that? Did you just put a duck on the screen? I just saw a duck flash.
We're talking about stars. It's all about what they look like. What's the goal? What's the role model?
Old Jim Carrey, not currently awakened version. Yeah, that's good. Halle Berry, role model for women in 40s and 50s, says Yonda. I think she'd be fun to be around. I just don't know if she's role model material. Gareth, you used to call Adele woman with head like pig, and look at her now. She's gone 90%. Yeah, it's like Roseanne, right? I mean, Roseanne used to be the ugliest woman on television and the fattest. And now Roseanne is way better than Madonna and so many people of that era that she could be compared with. Yeah, like I'd rather, like Roseanne, I'd like to spend time. She's crazy as fuck, but I'd like to spend time with Roseanne. I wouldn't say role model, but yeah.
Yeah, she's got a massive nut farm in Hawaii. I think that's her
game, though. Fascinating, man. She's very, very interesting. Charlie Sheen hasn't been fun since he stopped drinking tiger blood, says Sanele, which is correct. If you really want to know what's worse, AIDS or cancer, I think Charlie Sheen's the guy to ask, probably. Megyn Kelly, she's great. How about her? That's a good suggestion from Carl DeSantis.
She's not a star. She's a news
person.
She's
a star. She's a big deal.
Yeah, but she's a career person.
Okay.
So she'll have qualities.
Okay. You're saying stars only?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman? I don't know. You don't think she's a...
Into that look, I guess.
No, but she's a star. Role model-wise?
On what grounds?
I don't know. It seems to
me
like
she's kept
her shit together. She's managed... this relationship with that country singer that she's been in for a while.
I bet she's got a cookbook and she's made something with a goat's fucking semen.
No, Ben.
You know those women, they do these...
No, you're thinking of Goop. You're thinking of old... what's the one who married Chris Martin?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. She's that kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Not Nicole Kidman's not like that. I don't think she's a problem. Gwyneth Paltrow, awful, I'm sure.
So she's 57, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she looks fucking great for 57.
She really does.
She's kept her shit together. She's got the star look.
Okay, cool. She gets the
notes. Not everybody's cup of tea, but let's put her in.
Great.
Someone says Pierce Brosnan. Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek. What a great example. Selma Hayek is
I'm really happy that we're uncovering name and options here.
And I'll tell you why she's phenomenal. Quite apart from her movie career, the fact that she still looks spectacular, the fact that she's managed to marry a gazillionaire. You know, she's married to the guy who is basically the heir to the Hermès, Louis Vuitton, LVMH empire.
She did well there. Right? Yeah.
She is like prime. She's just example number one of a woman who never – nothing's too much for her to aim for. And she keeps on impressing. Apart from that, she's also hugely intelligent. I'm told she's sophisticated as hell.
But that was
and can tell you things about art that you would never expect to hear.
Well, that's her environment now.
Sure.
Because it's sitting in her house.
Sure.
But like, she came to Hollywood not really speaking English, but she knew that her stepping stone to all these things was to become a star.
Yeah, so she was in one of my favorite movies, From Dusk Till Dawn.
And she leveraged that.
Yeah.
And now look where she is.
She's terrific.
Top of the pile.
So there we go. Great role model.
Amazing.
Selma Hayek.
I'm glad that we went down this road.
Nicole Kidman is making movies younger with young... What is making movies fucking younger men of late? She's scratching an itch, says Rebellious Ruth. Hey, don't go knock it. Kylie Minogue, says Rebellious Ruth too, is also a good example. I'd rather do my Lemma's tax return than spend 15 minutes with Nicole Kidman, says Carl. Felicia Mabuza-Sattel, she came up on the show the other day. Paltrow is annoying. Only an annoying person would name their child Apple. Okay, we got to draw this to a close. We've run past the finish line on this one. But you see, there are lots. You just got to think a little bit. I love the suggestions. Well done to everybody who came up with these names. What a fun morning, and I hope you have an excellent weekend. Enjoy it, and on Monday... Back to work, down in the mines. No excuses.
Short weeks, down in the mines.
Down in the mines. Let's go.
More jobs, less automation.
Yeah!
Prioritize education.
Yeah!
More income in this nation.
Yeah!
We got the answer with a tiny bit of legislation. Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines. Kids, back down the mines. I can tell you're not all sold on that one, so we'll try another angle, okay? Equal opportunities.
Yeah!
Include the minorities.
Yeah!
Help to all the refugees.
Yeah!
We got the answer if you give us some authority. Immigrants, down in the mines.
Yeah!
Immigrants down in the mines.
Yeah!
Immigrants down in the mines. Immigrants down in the mines. It's a tough crowd.
Stop talking about mines.
You give it a go then.
Help folks to reach some success. Recognize the skills they possess. It's time for us to progress.
Installing ramps for easy access. Come on everyone, you know the word. Disabled people. Down in the mines.
Yeah!
Disabled people, down in the mines. Disabled people, down in the mines. Disabled people, down